Om Shanti. What is merged in this morning's Om Shanti? The love of Bap Dada, who is seeing his pillars, the children who are diamond pillars. Diamond pillars, iron pillars, plastic pillars, wood pillars, no, wooden pillars, no, diamond pillars, the foundation, the beauty and example of the diamond age, who have been with Baba for such a long time, facing the challenges, passing through many storms, ups and downs of Brahmin life, challenges of Maya, internal storms, external storms, family tests, and more important, the hidden inside, old sanskaras challenges. And after passing all these things, they are here. The beauty of Madhuban. So this is what makes me happy. When I see, I say, oh wow, these are the example and samples of the world, in front of the whole world. Maya is nothing. It's only a strong wind to test the tree. How strong are the roots of this kalpa tree? How powerful are the fruits that create the future, keeping seed in their hearts? And so seeing such a beautiful picture of all of you, was inner heart happy. And that's why I said, what is merged in this Om Shanti? Happiness. Love of Bap Dada that kept you safe in his arms, kept you sustaining all the time, showering you with blessings, encouraging you, don't worry, move forward, move forward, move forward, move forward. Am I sharing your experience? Yes. Right? Yes. Is your experience? And how you pass different tests? By keeping your self-respect. Faith in Baba. Faith in your future. Faith in whatever path you have chosen. You have not chosen by mistake. You are not chosen because you are influenced by someone. You have chosen to test that whatever you have chosen is the best. Right? And God also says, if you want to see my best strong examples, see these. Very simple, outwardly very ordinary, but only few can recognize. Just like the diamonds, all are not able to recognize the value of the diamonds. Only the diamond merchant recognizes the value of the diamonds. And so when I see with this vision, I say, thank you, Baba. And I appreciate Baba. That his vision is so pure, so special, that he has in this whole world such a big market where there has been many, many offers of different things. But these souls have a very clear power of discrimination to what choose in this big market of offering many different kind of offers. I'm sure some of you have gone to many markets, right? You went for shopping at different areas. Means you went to different places, sometime church and sometime guru and sometime in ashram and somewhere, just in a desperate stage to get some help from those who are in society offering some help for the brain or help for the mind, with making many promises. But God does not make a promise, but he gives a practical power to the souls to find within what strength you have inside. All the power you have is not outside. Power is inside, but it works only when your connection is with upward. Then this power works. Otherwise this power keeps switch off, because power house is up, power station is here. And when this power station then has many connections, where you can empower many souls in a very simple way, in simple words, in very natural expression, what you have found in life and what you have actually kept yourself, how you have kept in yourself with faith in Baba, faith in Dharma, faith in family, faith in your own fortune. That has kept you here. So fortunate souls. So anyway, it is not, this meeting is not for a class, right? This is a meeting to have a chit-chat, but I open my heart, right? Now it's your time to share your experience, ask any question, see what you want to explore more, anything you want to ask. This is an open forum. It's not a kind of class. It's communication. It's chit-chat. Friendly communication. Open communication. Sometimes one is passing through different situation. Fine. How to handle it? We help each other, we listen to each other, right? And I think though many of you are sitting here, I don't think that there had been an opportunity just to talk to each other. Or knowing each other, who are from where, who is where from what. even to share with each other what made me so strong is also very powerful. But anyway, I would offer my time with great love and heart if you want to ask anything. And also give time to share with each other so that you can also help each other with your own experience of walking on the same path together. Yes. Yeah. Is the mic available?
Om Shanti, my name is Asoka, I'm from Italy. 19 years in Gyan. My teacher was Sister Monica. I'm here, accidentally I'm here. Because I had a... But the thing is, staying in the room, we had a nice... I feel like family. We share all my personal things with the other sisters. I felt I am very strong. I felt I am very strong. The thing is, I had an experience in my own way. For 13 years, I had got my husband. He's sick, dialysis, and he's out of mind. But in my heart, I don't know, I will do everything goodness for him, no? But he treated me very badly. But it's okay. It's my drama. Because I know the what's going on, the knowledge is I had, it's helped me a lot to go on with this, go forward. So after that, in November 7th, he was in the hospital. He died, 7th. As soon as he died, at 10th, I had a funeral. As soon as they finished the funeral, I went to buy the ticket to Madhuban. It's very strange. It's not me. I think I'm faith in Baba. It's a lot faith in Baba. In Milano, I'm the one who go every day to the center. Even when if there is nobody, I read the Murli by my own, and I go to work, and again I go there. I pass my day, every 5 minutes I got thinking Baba. Oh, Baba is with me. I love by God. I say to myself like that. When I came to Madhuban, I had a nice family in my room. I swear, I felt so strong. So, I feel I'm very strong. Yeah, really, really. That's what I want to say.
Yes,
thanks for the sisters I found in my room. They were big sustenance for me. Okay,
so
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
from
you.
The heart, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to the tabla player.
Right? Yeah, because we are from different countries. But they understand me. We are all different country. Only I am from Italy.
Because it looks like just like the tabla is getting the hit. but in fact it is the sound or the strength and the tight the strong wires that is connected with the structure that keeps this sound very powerful. Because you have been strong with your disciplines, you have been strong in faith that Each one role is different. Especially those who are very intelligent by brain, they are not so sweet with the mind.
Yeah, I was laughing at what's going on. Because my friends thought that I will cry and no, I got the ticket. I don't know how it happened. When I came here, I got a nice idea, you know. The sisters are very good in my room. We had a nice chat and, you know, it's very nice feelings I got.
Yes, so this is what it is. Everything taking in a very light way. It's an art of sanskaras of others. Understanding and maintaining the self-respect, and words then do not hurt us. As you said, it made you realize you are really very strong. So
look,
you are.
When I go to Milano, I will have a new life.
Yeah.
Enter Milano. Really, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Anyone want to then share their journey?
Om Shanti Didi.
Yeah.
My question is kind of little opposite to her, because when we are new, we are so bubbly and whatever we do without efforts and from heart and no tension at all. But when the exams were there, little self-respect shaken and sometimes little things making me stressful.
Yes.
So, at that time, we should go on like, or think about what should be done. What?
Yeah. Okay. To understand that young generation, their viewpoint, expectations are totally different. We need to keep sympathy with them. When understanding is there, that there's so much influence of society, so much the what they wanted from their friends, from their colleagues, from their job, from their own self. So sometimes it will take time for them to really understand our good intention for them. They might not respect. They would think that we are speaking the things which are not useful for them. But we understand it's not their fault. Patience, good wishes, and sometimes like friends sit with each other. Not by giving the teachings as parents or grandparents, because it's kind of viewpoint is totally different. You are seeing like this from a distance, what is actually the things can come later on, make them weak. You want to make them strong. They want to enjoy what is present, good for them. And this is why they are stubborn or strong in their viewpoint. What is my point? See that you have to handle them, that's our main point, that youngsters. So, listen to them and then explain that what it is the most important thing, your own character, your own personality, your own divinity, or what other people want to expect from you for their appreciation or for their it's just like people sometimes criticize of their goodness because they don't want to be other people better than them. So they do not appreciate what goodness in them. They are not recognizing the value in you, but you keep your values, which will be very useful for you sometime. It is just like old palaces, old castle. It looks like, not beautiful, but really a time comes when new buildings are not appreciated. People go to see castles and palaces. So though you think that I want to be in new fashion and new world, it's temporary show. So what I want to say them, to make them see what is deep within you as a soul, how good you are in your original character, how special you are in your own development. Or do you want to be support or decorated by others, which is temporary show? Some giving them respect of their speciality, but not being influenced by what people become dependent on the praise and appreciation of others. So when your true good feeling, friendly talk, not like teaching, you should not be, they are like this. We understand. People are very selfish. They want to take advantage. And then they sometimes appreciate to get their benefit. And if you don't support, they begin to criticize. They don't appreciate what goodness they have. They want to make them feel that you are not good. We are strong in this aspect. So always make them see their best things. So it means they know your good wishes, they know your good feelings. Yeah. Clear? Yeah.
Om Shanti. My name is Brother Zvika from Boston. I came in Gyan in 1999. And I wanted to ask one question because you talked about the four faiths, actually, you mentioned now. And Baba on Sunday, last Sunday, talked about four faiths that are needed. All is good, but one of them was faith in drama, and Baba said that the sign, if someone has faith in drama, that they will be embodiment of solutions in the face of the problems. So the question is, if you can share how you understand that and also your experience of being embodiment of solution, because if there is a problem, then you don't have solution. So then what does it mean really to be embodiment of solution?
Pollution.
Solution.
Solution, yeah. Actually, solution is there. Any problem, when it is a problem, is a solution. But when we only focus on problem, we say there is no solution, because we are not looking at the cause of the problem. Cause of the problem, by knowing the cause of the problem is, then we have the solution. Cause and solution are connected with each other. So nowadays people is always solution and speaking of different kind of, that's why I said, pollution itself a problem. And he said, no solution for pollution, and then spend so much. But cause of pollution is inner pollution. In the same way, situation that we are handling is our carelessness. When the opportunities are there, and I think I have plenty time, I will be able to do it later, my mental laziness, or when I have something extra to do, which is the time to show my ability, and I say, others are there also to do something. Do I have to do everything? Now then people have their opportunity to take the chance and make man feel that you are not capable to do, so I am able to do. And then I think now there is no solution because the situation is like this. But my self-respect, my past is with me. My own dignity is with me. So when I am able to keep this, internally I am not influenced by the pollution that has been created by others. So that's why I am connecting with pollution and solution. Others create environment and then we think, now there is no solution. But have I also the same, what is my thinking? Honestly, am I watching something, then I have the solution. If I am not watching, then I don't have a solution. Because I have not uprooted the cause, I have not gone deep into the cause of it. And there's never ever delay to anything. Anything can be corrected any time. And sometimes when things have gone out of hand, then someone is able to transform it. That is the best example of wisdom and best example of mercy, love, benevolence. God is practical example. When the world has reached out of hands, many gurus, many things, many situations, it has reached at the time when there is no solution. Really at this time, if you look at the general character of people, nothing is possible. Everything people have tried. But God does not leave hope. Hope, but not only hope, He has faith in us. So He replants the power that we had lost. So solution is to replant, re-inject the power that I have lost. Recreate the self-respect that I have not given that value to it, but Baba is giving me. I became dependent what others have given me, and value of God's power became less. And then I lose hope in myself, and then I say there's no solution. Solution is in the soul. Solution. It is actually to solve everything through the soul conscious. That is solution. Yeah.
the day today in Murli Baba talked about Satyuga, how Satyuga is influencing not the copper age or the silver age, but the golden age. The Satyuga is the one who remembered and influences us to become. Can you explain more about that?
Yeah. Because why we don't remember in the golden age? It's the time of really enjoying the fruit. If I am remembering the effort that I made and then I got reward, I will also remember a time will come when I will lose this reward. If I am remembering the achievement and I am consuming it, then I am also, I have to do something to maintain it. But nothing, no one needs anything from me. What I need to make good? No one is poor, no one is weak, no one is sick, nothing is lacking. What good I do? So it becomes so natural in me that I don't think that it is unnatural. Just like in body conscious, people, those who don't have knowledge, their body conscious is so natural, they don't think that we have to do anything to be good. Vices are natural. They don't think that they have to change unless some sorrow has occurred, some loss has occurred, a contrast is visible. And there is no contrast. Everyone is contented. Everyone is happy. Then Silver Age, because history and geography, drama, which Baba says drama, it's like, drama means the laws of nature and laws of spirituality. These two things work parallelly, which makes drama. The soul actor plays, follows the laws of spirituality. And the laws of nature, laws of entropy. In its perfect stage, it is perfect. You don't make by hand, it is perfect. Nature makes it perfect. And if you make something artificially, it spoils very quickly. If it is naturally, it lasts long time. Now, we are making our qualities natural. Naturally in us, in our soul nature, which is, Baba says, it's eternal. It is immortal. And you are, because you are souls, you have the desire to express an experience. Well, I don't have this desire. And I want you to reach the level where you don't have any desire, Ichcha Matram Avidya. And in the golden age, all our desires are fulfilled. So we do not know what is weakness, what is sickness, what is sorrow, what is ignorance. But nature is changing. Matter is becoming less powerful. Effect of matter, because we are in the body, effect of matter, without me making any effort, has affecting me. This is drama. Many, I have very bright, beautiful silver dress, means silver jewelry. It's shining. I did not make anything wrong. But weather made my silver black. Right? So, Baba says, if the time changes, geography and history is connected. Soul and body are playing the role together. So, on that soul, this alloy is mixed. There are no vices, but the being in the body, more connected with body, naturally, our connection on the physical level becomes more conscious of the matter, but not body conscious. So stage becomes golden to silver. Gold is clean gold, weather is not affecting it. But silver, weather is affecting. Then copper, weather is the same, it is making stains. You know what stains means? It makes it black. Somewhere clean, somewhere dark, somewhere clean, somewhere. So it begins to make effect on us. Sometimes we are good, sometimes we are not good, sometimes we are. And Iron Age, the rust goes in the iron. And we have to remove it by regmar. This is what it is actually, means the laws of matter, laws of nature, and laws of spirituality. So the more and more we become conscious of matter, it has affecting on us, and we begin to do wrong thing, karmic account begins. And then we want to do something good or something bad, we realize.
I also like what you said about swastika, how we golden age and then silver age and then we turn left and then we increase our vices and we become iron age. Beautiful. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Diti. Om Shanti. Since past 20 years, Baba has sustained us. Myself and Yugal, we both are in Gyan, same day. And in April 24, Charlie Bhai has inaugurated Pathshala in Brisbane, Australia. Hindi Pathshala, that is the only one in Brisbane. Now my question is that how to sustain and to make it strong. Means to, this is just a beginning, just 6 months, but how to make it strong ongoing.
Gita Pathshala. It's a Pathshala means learning. Of course, it is Baba's place. Murli is there regular. Meditation is regular. But students, those who come, they are more busy in their household activity. And they become less helper than the center. So this is why responsibility becomes only one who is running Gita Pathshala. Now, in order to create the hands, those who are from some time in Gyan, actually from the very beginning, giving them some opportunity to for example, we are, so that they feel we have something to do here. Manly people want some respect. And then, if they think that we are students, now we can read Murali, we can also understand Baba's knowledge, we can read at home. So then Gita Pathshala does not have value for them. And the center instrument is like, okay, thank you that we got the opportunity to come here near instead of going far away from for the center. But in order to create the strength, you make them your hands. Means, give the responsibility to someone, then sometime someone reads. For example, the one part of the Murali, in order to have the powerful, or one day they starting from even the new ones to create encouragement in them, they read the one part of the blessings. Ask them now, I have read the Murali, you read blessings. Or sometime, nowadays we have always avyakt signals. We give them the duty of, you read avyakt signals. Like, and this creates them regular. For example, in Germany, I am not present there. Their morning time used to be many students, 90 students in the morning class. Everyone is at home. Now they cannot come every day at the center, though they have their Gita Pathshala at the center. But in order to create that feeling that you are instrument to give help to others, I gave the duty after, means in 1 week, one of the main old student reading Murali one day, one Thursday, then next Thursday another one, next Thursday the third one, next Thursday the fourth one. In the same way, so in 1 month, they have only one person got the opportunity. For four of them became the instrument. Right? This four then in 1 year became more experienced to read. Evening class, same Murali is read. Though it is on the line, but I gave one couple to duty. To read this Murali, this brother became very enthusiastic. Every time Monday he is ready, I have to read Murali, I have to read Murali. Right? So he became such a good student. His wife, then I said, okay, now every day I read Murali and you read the blessings. Right? Now blessings, the teacher reads. To her I say, you read the signals. Now everyone knows, now switch Murali finished, Rani Ben will read blessings, the signals. So in that way they create, they have respect for each other. And gradually then they take the responsibility of one day, one person read Sunday, 1 week. Next week other person read the Sunday Murali. Third day another person. So they took the turn and they talk with each other who will read which day according to their timetable. So their relationship with them is good and the students are also feel that this way they are enthusiastic. Once a week is a revision of Murali. Then someone is revising from them. I say, okay, you prepare the murli and create question from it. A good, clever student, I say, you create question and keep the answer with you and then ask in the class question. So in that way, everyone is involved. So to create the enthusiasm so that they become cooperative and then you have less work to do and they take more responsibility and they feel respect that we value them. This is what how enthusiasm is created.
Thank you.
Now center is running very well because there's not any fixed teacher because everyone is living at home. But everyone is respected as teacher because they teach each other. Yeah.
No.
How you are able to cooperate at the center, being in your family, having your job, she's very special instrument in London. Such a cooperative, honest, active. London is the place where so many guests come. Every day four or five new from different countries are there. But she is always cooperative to look after them, to support this. Very special. And tireless, yeah. What created enthusiasm in you that you were inspired by Maxi, that you want to cooperate her? What was it that inspired you, the first step?
For me, there was a lot of challenges in the beginning.
Yeah.
A lot of test papers, because you have a dance of the samskaras.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I felt that Baba was holding us both there.
Yeah.
Baba was holding both of us in this space in order for him to get his work done.
Yeah.
Because when Daddy was around, we used to get quite a lot of guests. So my Baba gave me a responsibility in a diamond house to iron the sheets, and there were loads of sheets. And my background, I used to do, one of the work I used to do was work in the hotel. So I had a responsibility in the hotel looking after the rooms. So here, Baba used me to do the same thing, looking after the diamond house rooms and looking after the sheets and the guests and everything. So enthusiasm was the fact that I was serving other souls coming in. So that put a, I was quite happy with that. And you know, I've learned quite a lot doing that actually over the 10-15 years.
Got job in Baba's house.
It's Baba's house. It's Baba performed a lot of magic. It just it got his work done, and I've learned a lot.
And tireless. No need to say anything. Seeing each other, whatever is needed, they do it. Feeling. Never have the feeling that she's come from outside. She doesn't live in the center. She lives somewhere. But Amrit Vela, she's there. There is needed in the dining room to serve, she's there. There is needed to push the trolley, to put them further, she's there. Whatever is not necessary, one service, but making. My point is to make the students feel that it is your home. And feeling them, giving them feeling, it is your home. They do it as it is their home. Not feeling of anything I'm doing for somebody else. But Baba's home, our home, guests are happy, Baba is happy, Baba's service is good. Everyone respects with that, automatically, not thinking ordinary job doing, but externally doing. Because this is what it is.
I just like to thank thank you as well, because I had a lot of support whenever I had a dance of the samskaras, anything like that. I would go to Didi and she's always open arm and hugging and all that. So it's been a very, very helpful, you know, for all the support that seniors gave for us to work together in harmony.
Yeah. A lot of love and respect for each other. That makes it cooperative, other souls cooperative, yeah. Okay, time is telling that we should... Anyone want to share their experience or more?
That was the question I had, though, which you already answered. That was the question I was thinking earlier on. It's like, oh, how does everybody in Germany deal with God being here and, you know, that transformation, because the major one has left. So for me, I transformed that understanding of how to bring new people into Baba's service. Because I live at a retreat center, and we're always looking for somebody to come help, because we have very few people.
Yeah.
So, in the West. At the retreat center. So that gave me a lot of good ideas. Mm-hmm. We have to inspire people to do the work.
Yeah, means love and respect, appreciation, that it is so good that you are. Main thing is from our heart, they are not assistant. Right, they are actually instrument that they are able to give their time, they are able to give their energy. And if any reason they could not come, not to make them feel guilty, must be some reason. And if there is some distance, good to talk. That is there anything that I feel something is misunderstanding? Right? Or some kind of expectations they have that I missed that, but I did not catch it. But so our vibrations should be always, that is, open with the heart. Main thing is our heart is with love and our vision is respectful for them. And the feeling is opportunities. Giving them opportunities to be. But patience. Patience is needed. In the evening they are not perfect. We were not perfect either. In the evening, in the beginning, they would be always some will 5% do, some will 10% do. But at least 10 minutes, half an hour time they have spent, you know. They spend half an hour and did work on the 10 minutes job. Thank you. In Baba's home, Baba gave them opportunity to be there, so they are able to absorb the vibrations of Baba's center. Right? My attitude of love, benevolence, good wishes, friendly, respectful. That is we need to share with each other rather than spending our time for the new ones. The old ones we have here to share with each other. Then automatically atmosphere becomes powerful. And an appreciation of what they are doing. As I have shared many times, myself and Jayanti Ben have been 50 years together. Her specialities are wonderful specialities, unlimited in the world. And I always think she is senior. And she thinks, no, I am senior, because I am senior than her in knowledge. And I was beginning her teacher. And actually she is more working in every aspect. I think she is best teacher. Right? So we are sharing with each other if any situation is there. Nothing to think me and you. And so in this way, trust in each other, create respect, can give power. Isko kehna brother ko kehna. So trust in each other. Later on see me. Yeah. Trust in each other creates great respect for each other. And so not even a single time in 50 years we had any kind of conflict, argument, or proving anything, this was not right and this right. No. Otherwise, one area, one director, and here in Europe, two directors. Right? Her part, administration, my part, sustenance, both work are needed. That is also more important. She thinks sustenance is more important. I think that one is more important. This is the secret. Just other people's work is equally important than what I am doing. Right? So in this way. And for example, with seniors, I ever thought, for example, with the Dadi, myself and she, I ever thought, we both are Dadi's eyes. No one will think that I keep one eye good and other eye not good. Right? The other person can think, you see with two eyes. But person, those who have, will see equal with both eyes, no? So, who will make themselves disabled to make good with one eye, with one another, for other one? So my thinking was always that we are arms of Baba, both are needed. We are two eyes of Baba, both are equal. Never comparing the self with other, but keep yourself what you can do the best. In this way, creates this harmony, powerful strength, and Baba's work is done in a very natural and beautiful way. Right? Okay.